Hi, and welcome to my tutorial on how to make a rug out of fabric braids. It's a great project to get rid of some fabrics. Maybe your stash is ever growing like mine, and maybe you have some fabrics that you don't really know what else to make with because the quality isn't so great or whatever else. You know, you can use pretty much anything in this project. You make braids out of fabric at first. As you see, you go you know, strip by strip and add on as you go, because if the strips are too long, you're not going to be able to braid. These are my strips. They're about 4 to 6 inches in width. It depends on how thick your fabric is or how thick you want your braids to be. And then you braid. You always make sure you fold under the rough edges while you're braiding. So one side is going to look really nice, like mine here. If you turn it around, you see all the fraying edges. But you're not going to see that in the end product, so just make sure one side is really nice. So you just keep going with the braiding, you keep adding on, and when you have a bunch done, you can start sewing them. You need another piece of fabric. I used an old towel, which worked really well. And you sew the braids to that towel or whatever else you're using. I always attached the outside of the braid first with basically running stitches. I'm using a really strong needle, very pointy, and a very sturdy yarn. It's probably it's something vintage that I have, so I don't really know what it is, but it's something like you would use to make shoes or bags with. So it's perfect for this project. So now here I'm showing you the running stitches that you're using. They're not going to win a beauty prize, definitely not in my case anyway, but they do the job, and you're not going to see them in the end anymore either. So just go quite under the braid or at the edge of the braid, you know, you make one stitch into the towel, and then you take up some fabric of the braid. This is also a good point to again get rid of some fraying edges if they're showing up. You know, you can manipulate the braid a little bit here. And you just keep doing that. It really doesn't take very long, even though it's all hand-stitched. It's not really that bad, because you can move fast. You don't have to be very precise. So that's how you attach the outside of the braid. Then you go to the inside, which I have a thread waiting here for me, see? And I'm attaching the inside of the braid to the outside of the adjoining braid. Focus is coming back. Here it is. So you sew these two sides together. You just continue doing that. In the very end, I make my strips get narrower so that the braid gets smaller and smaller and kind of blends in at the very end. It's not an abrupt ending. At the very last round of attaching your braid, you include a bias tape, or you know, you cut fabric on the bias, which means diagonal to the grain line, so that it's elastic, and you include that in your last round. Then, as you see, I cut back the towel. This is the back side of my rug. You fold the bias tape to the other side, like so, and then once again you have to pin it first to make sure it's lying nice and flat, like so. And then look on the other side, look at that everything is okay, and you're attaching that. You have to do that by hand again, most likely, because for a machine it's a bit too thick. Again, you use very simple stitches here. Doesn't take very long. I'm usually faster if I'm not, you know, if I don't have the camera in my way. I don't usually switch hands, but I had to because the camera was in my way. So that's really all you do here. Make sure you pull the bias tape so it's lying nice and flat around the edge of your rug, and it creates a nice and smooth finish. I'm pulling it just a tiny little bit, as you see here, and then sometimes I have to backstitch just a tiny little bit because we have a round edge to make sure we don't get wrinkles that we don't want. So you just continue doing that. I'm not even taking out the pins as I go, but of course you could. So this is what our rug looks like now. I now finally got rid of all the loose ends that I had on the backside. And all I did was one last round of running stitches to make sure the edge lies flat. And I'm done with my little rug. It's great because I can wash it. It's washable. It forgives little stains if ever they should happen. So here you see it in my bathroom. My bathroom is really small. It's very difficult to take pictures, but it's a perfect color match. If you would like to see some more pictures of this how-to, I would love to have you come over to my blog of Dreams and Seams. And there you can also see what else I'm up to. Bye-bye.